It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's time for the Drive Hop Monk Brew Ha Ha. Scott Bice is back with us. Introduce everybody.
Me?
So we've got Scott Bice from Redwood Hill Farms and Hop Farms also.
Capricopia Hops.
Capricopia Hops. And we have Adriana Basura. Basura, say that correctly.
Basurto.
In her day job, she works over at Lagunitas, but in her hero's position, she is the secretary for the NorCal Growers Alliance for hops for all these different hop growers, and there's more and more every day. How many hop growers do we have now in Sonoma County?
I think there's 15. Hop farmers and belong to the alliance now, and there's over 10 acres been planted.
Is that just Sonoma County, or is that like Mendocino and stuff too?
That's Sonoma County.
Okay, and then go ahead.
Well, we know, and we've talked to the folks from SRJC about their whole thing with hops that they're doing at Schoen Farm. Talk about that.
So that's definitely a newfound and very exciting. I personally was a JC student for the brewing program, so I was certified there, and we were really trying to get in there at Schoen Farm to get some hops in, and Paul Hawley, one of our presidents, made it happen recently, and there was someone there that is in the coordinator for agribusiness at SRJC. His name is George Selu, and he recently got it started for us the hops to be grown on Schoen Farm.
So you're going to be doing a hop education seminar October 20th. What's that about? Do they have to be a student at the JC? Is it for anybody? Is it a ticketed event?
It is a ticketed event. Okay. It's for anybody. I highly encourage that you go if you're interested in connecting with brewers or learning about the business side of growing hops. We're going to be talking about zoning and agriculture.
This is the fourth annual, right?
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we've had them on every year, which is great. We love supporting
happy to be here.
Every which way we can to beer, right?
You're wearing a Dodger hat. Are you a Dodger fan?
I'm a big Dodger fan. I'm sorry that the Giants didn't make it. I really am.
Thanks for coming in. You're going to have to leave now.
Although it does.
It's a lonely season. Lonely season for me.
Today.
Well, I'm a Nationals fan as well.
Good luck to you, sir.
Yeah. That's what I've said to other people. Oh, well. So how did you get into hops? I mean, how...
And doing the secretary for this is a pretty cool endeavor.
It's very fun, yeah. I've always wanted to get into brewing, and I've loved all the aspects that goes into that. I actually have an experimental farm. It's not anything like Capricopia over here. But I'm just a big craft beer enthusiast. I've always wanted to be a brewer. I am more of a home brewer at this point, but I got certified with the JC, so it's very exciting that we'll be able to have hops on Schoen Farm.
And we were talking about hops and all this not long ago, and Scott Bice was in, and he's the hop king over at Redwood Hill Farms.
Correct.
So, I don't know. Tell me more. I'm running out of talk.
And what are we drinking?
We're drinking, this is a Mad Fritz, the Oast House Ale. So this is made with our Columbus hops.
Dried,
correct. And so Mad Fritz, he'll support all of the local hop farmers. And most of the local hop farmers sell the hops wet. So it's a very seasonal. And right now you see a lot of wet hop beers on tap everywhere.
And once you pick them, you got to get them wet quick, right?
You got to get them there that same day. You know, so we have a Wolf harvesting machine, so we can get it there within an hour or two after picking, and it'll go right into the kettle.
Wow.
And they can make really great wet hop beers. So you'll see a lot of them on tap throughout the county right now, including Fog Belt Brewery. And but Matt Fritz, he will be pouring at the hop seminar that we're going to have October 20th. And he dries them. So he buys from the local hop farmers, dries them, and uses them throughout the year. So he calls it this Oast House Ale because because Osthaus is traditionally a place where you would dry the hops.
Right. Oh, yeah. So they have the different layers of like a kiln. They have drying, and then they have like almost like a shaker kind of thing where they get rid of the stems and everything kind of. But actually, that sounds like we're talking about something else right now. But
maybe. They're cousins.
They use double album covers, just like we used to.
Russian River will be pouring there.
The
too.
Dry yep. hops. You still make beer with dry hops, right?
Most of the brewers throughout the year, because breweries are making beers multiple times a week, so they're generally using dried hops. You know, we're lucky that we can, you know, get a few wet hop beers a year during the season, but most of the beer is made with dried hops throughout the year. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of great brews at the hop seminar being poured, and including Russian River, Old Possum, Lusandro, who was in here a couple weeks ago, and it's going to be a really good time.
Yeah. So then, Old Possum, Fog Belt. So are you guys going to have food and stuff as well? Are there going to be any cooking demonstrations with hops, too, or just more about
lunch.
The business part of and growing for the hops? Or?
And that's at Schoen Farm?
Schoen Farm, yeah.
And the date and times?
October 20th. It starts at 8:30 and goes until 4:30.
And that's right off of River Road, right? It's like
It starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because it's not at the JC. It's like down River Road off to the kind of off
correct.
To the...
Correct. It's off
the east
side
road. Forestville, but...
It's on the way to Forestville, yeah.
We call it Santa Rosa.
It's really beautiful.
It's gorgeous out there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be at the Pavilion. Very beautiful setting.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
So...
Yes, right. I highly recommend it. It'll be a great time. Lots of amazing speakers.
Yeah, we're going to have Paul Matthews, the one of the hop founding breeders.
He's like the responsible for the hops.
Yeah.
I have to find out about that because there's a Paul Matthews winery, but it's not owned by a Paul Matthews. It's owned by Barb and Matt Gustafson. And I wonder if Paul Matthews, if like maybe he's another one of the people that went from hops, because we had hops growing all over in the 1800s up until only maybe what the 1920s or so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when and why did they stop?
The history that I've read, it's been like was the 30s, so we had some fungal things come through that really hurt the industry, and then of course prohibition.
Yeah, I've had that before. I had to go to college.
And then, of course, prohibition didn't really help either. So, and then up north, they do have higher, longer daylight hours, the higher latitudes. So, most of the hops grown in America are up in Yakima, Washington, right. Eastern Oregon, and Idaho. So, they're on the same latitude as the original European hop farms of Europe and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Now, explain again, because it was just a couple weeks ago, but explain again. You, Scott Weiss, with Redwood Hill Farms, you're the hop master.
I don't know about that, but I just learned because, the first annual hop seminar, that's where I met Audie. And
he couldn't even pour a beer.
Exactly. She taught me. We were pouring Russian River beer, and I had way too much fun.
He drank like a champion.
Still do. But... But, yeah, I just learned there, and, it just shows you that it's quite a growing industry, and there's a lot more hop growers all the time.
And Mark, your brother handles the gardens and the cheese and all that?
Famous
Correct.
David Weiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So Mark Carpenter's texting me. He's asking me some questions. He wants to know, what different hops are you growing this year than last year, and how many varieties? Do you know, either of you guys know that? Answer that question?
Hop Alliance? Or?
Yeah, Hop Alliance.
That's a good question. I mean, there's quite a few. At our farm, we grow 7. There's definitely more than that. I'd probably say it's probably close to 12 to 15 varieties probably grown here.
Even 20 with the cranes now.
Yeah.
So. Oh, that's right. The Crane Melon family, they're growing hops also.
Are they really?
Yeah.
They are.
Is that great?
They're killing it.
Is it going to be called Crane Hops?
It's Crane Hop Farm, so yeah.
But are they doing their own varietals at all?
Well, nobody really has their own varietals. They kind of ship in.
Right.
A lot of farms have a lot of the same ones. And
then there's some hops. Mark and I were talking about this over the phone earlier when I was talking to him because he had to go take care of something for his daughter, so he's stuck in our lovely San Francisco traffic coming back this way. So he was saying,
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. So we were talking about that there are trademark varieties of hops for those out there. Like, so you might see Citra on a bottle, Simcoe, different names of these hops, Cashmere, et cetera. But some of them are actually trademarked and almost hybrid, kind of like Luther Burbank did with the Pluots and things. Then is anybody growing Citra here? What kind of permission do you have to get to grow a certain kind of hop like a Citra?
No, you can't. Those are proprietary varieties. So
are they like Frankenstein hops? Is like, are they like created in a lab?
No. I mean, it's just breeding programs that they have, and you know, just
is that only in England or is it?
No, that's here up in
Washington
area.
Okay.
So some of the big hop farms, not only are they growing hops, but a lot of their revenue comes from creating new hops. So right now, actually, a lot of the brewers in Sonoma County are all going up to Yakima for hop selection. Mm-hmm. And not only are they selecting next year's hops, but all these hop growers and breeders, they're throwing these new varieties. They don't even have names. They have numbers.
And letters.
So there's a lot of hop sniffing going on up there. They rub them and sniff them and trying to get the new aromas.
I'm sure that's all that's going on there.
So a lot of private varieties that we cannot grow here yet. Mm-hmm. Once the patent runs out, usually it's about 15 years, then we can. Simcoe's coming up, we could maybe start growing the Simcoe variety.
So it's like
when
the Beatles licensing went, and then that's okay.
But there are a lot of public varieties with those great aromatics that are coming out. A lot of them are being put out by Washington State University. So like the Cashmere variety. Seismic Brewery, who's going to be pouring at our hop seminar as well, they just made a wet hop beer with all Cashmere hops that they brought down. But that is a public variety that we are growing in Sonoma County. We're starting to. There's not a whole lot yet, but Crane Farms is growing, and as well as I am. And then there's ones like Triumph that's going to be grown as well in the county. So there are. It's great that we can get our hands on some of those new public varieties.
I think I can tell when Mark's misses. The only time he gets really excited, like as excited about, like, and seems like he's missing working, is when you guys come in talking about hops and local hops. Then he gets really excited. He had all these questions, and he was bummed he was missing it.
All right. I want to thank Scott Bice, Redwood Hill Hop Farm, and Adrian Baserto.
Yep.
With the NorCal Hop Growers Alliance.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. All right, beautiful. Thanks, kids.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great to meet you,
sir.
Likewise.
And always good to see you, Scott. And
thank
we'll
you, Steve.
See you next week, Linda.
Will.